Hey, this is Iris Jackson, and this is Miracles Happen, Dreams Do Come True. And I feel blessed and honored and thrilled and delighted to share with you Laura Lee Lysak and her bringing through of Kuan Yin. And I don't want to call it channeling, Laura. I want you to explain exactly what happens here, because I don't know exactly how to describe it.
Okay. Well, Iris, I want to say thank you so much for having Kuan Yin and I on your show today. I'm very, very excited to be here, and Kuan Yin has a lot of very high aspirations for our time together. To explain what I do, Kuan Yin actually comes into my body fully. I am a full body channel. I won't be just speaking as Kuan Yin. Kuan Yin will come in and use my arms and legs and all of my energy system to create energy connections for everyone that is a part of this call today. So there will be a lot of energy downloading through me and opening up in each and every listener that we have with us today. So we have a tremendous amount of power to share, and the energy that we create together is going to be used for enormous potential good in this reality. And we have that connection established by the higher forces that Kuan Yin is in collaboration with, and that we are all in collaboration with. So your powerful experience of opening up your radio show today for all of us to work together energetically is a force that we create together. And so that's the explanation of what I do and what we'll be doing together here today.
Thank you, Laura. And on your website, I saw a description of how people should prepare themselves for this activation. And first of all, I want to say nothing harmful could come out of this to anyone. This is from the Ascended Master's octave, and it is a powerful blessing beyond, what the rational mind can conceive.
Yeah.
Am I making sense?
Absolutely, and I am grateful that you mentioned that, because there will be a lot of energy that will come through everyone that's listening, and the energy is appropriated however we choose in our body. So if we decide that we're going to have a tremendously enlightening experience today, the energy structures that will come into you will do just that. If someone is afraid of the power that is coming through, then they might have some disruptive experience. But it is all, the energy activates whatever we are intending. So I think it's probably a good spot right here, right now, to have everyone who's listening decide that they're going to create the highest possibilities for themselves in this energy today, and so we can release any kind of disruptive possibilities that could happen.
Good. Say that again.
Okay. It's very important for us. Let's all decide together, everyone that's listening, and you and I, Iris, mm-hmm. that we are going to have the highest possibilities occur in this energy today with Kuan Yin. And that will release any possibilities of difficulties or anything that might happen if we were focused on fear or have some trepidation about what could happen in this level of energy. There is nothing that could happen to us that Kuan Yin could do that is hurtful in any way. So we just need to open ourselves up to accept the highest possibility.
You know, that kind of goes with this this prayer that's been coming to me, and actually I read it in Lessons in Truth, which is Emily Caddy book from like 1903, And it's to say to God, fulfill your own highest thought in me now. And I've just been asking for that throughout the day. And it's just wonderful. And that's what we're doing here. That's what we're doing here. But also, I wanted to say that the last time you were on the show and brought through Kuan Yin, that I had sensations of unutterable delight and joy throughout that day. Just, and every time I thought of it, it was just like, I don't know, having champagne bubbles in my bloodstream or something. I do choose to use it for the highest possibility. And I want to say that this activation, you can receive again and work on different areas, focus on different areas that you want to bring this into by listening to the archives. And you'll be able to, get the archives of this program and tell your friends to get the archives and use it over and over. So I just wanted to put that out. And without further ado, are we ready for Kuan Yin?
Oh, yes. Wow, we're going to give her a lot of time today. Good.
Well, you said that's what you wanted, right?
Yes, 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 as much as we can give to her. And if you have any questions you'd like to ask of me before we start, we probably could do that. But we're ready to dive in at any time.
I want to know if it's permissible for people to ask questions of Kuan Yin.
I would think that at the end, perhaps, that might be the better time to do it.
Okay.
If that feels appropriate at the time.
Okay. So, Dawn, will you give us the 2-minute warning? I don't know where Dawn is.
okay.
Laura, before we start, I wanted to tell you to tell people how they can reach you because you do weekends and things, don't you?
Well, we do a lot of different things. I am actually on the Big Island of Hawaii at the Kuan Yin Creation Center, and we give teleconference activations regularly. We have a number of events that are up and coming, and we have a channeling class happening this coming Saturday on teleconference, and we have an ignition series that we do monthly for 4 Thursdays, and then we also have our annual intensive, a divinity intensive, starting this October, and you can get the information about all of that on our website, which is kuanyincenter.org, and that's kuanyincenter.org. So, and we've just come back from a tour. I was channeling at a conference in Washington, and we gave a retreat in Staten Island. We have a lot of beautiful, beautiful connection that happens when we come together in these energies and ignite ourselves in this reality. In unison, there is a tremendous support system that comes of us grounding these energies together and giving them out to all beings in this reality at the same time. We magnify the powers dramatically that way. So I'm very, very excited by the power of the work that we do in connection with a lot of other people. If you're in your home in Idaho, in Washington, in New York, in Australia, you can be grounding these energies right through your physical body and igniting the area that you live in and the people around you and everything. So,
and that's really what we're doing today.
Yes, absolutely. So it's so exciting. And I want to say, Iris, that the last radio interview we did, Kuan Yin, was actually igniting enlightenment on the radio. And I have a feeling that's where she's going today. So we have a tremendous experience in store in this next, within this hour. What a time. What an amazing time in this world that Kuan Yin can ignite enlightenment on the radio.
That's so exciting.
I can hardly believe, this reality is shifting so rapidly and opening so quickly, and we are in a state of mass enlightenment happening right here, right now, that we can ground these energies through on radio together. And I am so grateful for your show, for us to be able to do this together.
It's thrilling, isn't it?
Yeah.
I'm so grateful for you being here, and I just feel your lightness and your purity of intention, and that's so important to me. That's so important to me.
Oh, and I feel yours too, Iris.
Thank you, my darling. Well, shall we begin?
Yes, let's have Kuan Yin come in. This may take about a minute or two.
Okay.
So
everyone that's listening, just focus on what you would like. Focus on what you would like out of this, to use this energy for both yourself and planetarily.
And I do want to suggest that you have water on hand and that you're sitting straight up in your chair. And if you need to prop yourself up with pillows, please do that. The straighter your spine is, the more energy you'll be able to receive as Kuan Yin brings this ignition down through the central column of your body. You will be opened up to receive enormous amounts of energy down through the central column of your body. So if your back is straight, you will have a lot more energy that can come through you. And I'm very excited by the possibilities that happen when we give our energy structures this much enlightenment in one sitting. It is your physical body that will be activated today, not just your consciousness. It is a physical enlightenment that happens with Kuan Yin and the benevolent forces as they work through us today. So with all of that being said, I'm going to be quiet and let Kuan Yin come in.
Thank you. Ellen, I just want to say that I'll give you like a 2-minute warning.
All right.
That, you know, that we're almost out of time, so we can wrap up and say again how people can reach you, Laura.
Okay, sounds good, Iris. Thank you. Yes, indeed, my dear ones. What a powerful experience we are about to create together. What an enormous amount of power we are going to give to one another in this experience today. What do you think ought to happen? Enlightening each other in accelerated creative force connection. That is what we will be doing today. Each and every person in this reality is going to be experiencing this power. At the same time today. What do you think of all of that, my dear Iris?
Wonderful. Wonderful. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you for being here, Kuan Yin.
We are very grateful for your service, my dear. We have enormous amounts of power to share at this time. What do you think ought to happen in this power today, my dear Juan?
You know what I would like, what I've been asking the Karmic Board for, what I've been feeling that we need for the planet is for all everything to be set aside for everyone on the planet for 3 days, and so that each can have a 3-day experience of epiphany and seeing their God self face to face and knowing the Ascended Masters face to face and knowing what it will take and having every possible assistance and support being given to remove everything, all effluvia in the 4 lower bodies and the aura that has kept people from being in this continual revelation of God and the Ascended Master's octave. And I think it's so important that we bring that through, that it does become as above, so below, And that for 3 days those things could be set aside that have kept people from knowing their God self. And then after that, they would be shown how to come back to this place quickly, easily, effortlessly. And I don't think we could ever go back to the cruelty that has been on this planet. And I just want the end of suffering on this planet and for it to be returned to what God intended, Kuan Yin. That is what I want with all my heart. And I know it's really cheeky of me to make recommendations to the karmic board, and that is the truth for me. That is what I want. And you asked me, sorry.
We have a lot of power together, dear. We are a lot more powerful than we realize when we are experiencing connection in this manner. And a lot of beings want to share in this same experience that you are expressing right now. Your figurine is a voice for many people today, my dear. Your little body needs to understand that it is all right to share this kind of excitement, to feel this kind of energy in all beings, and to let each and every person in this reality give this energy out to each other. So what we do here today, my dear, will enlighten numerous levels of consciousness into and through each and every person in this reality, because we decided to give this experience out to others. It is not a cheeky, shall we say, as using your words would express, to have this kind of idea, my dear. It is much more important than you realize to share this power in this way. So let us share this energy at this time that wants to be given out to this reality. Let the beings come through that want to accelerate in this power. Let the experience of creation ignite in all beings, my dear, that will allow this to occur for each and every person in this reality. And so today we make certain that no one is suffering, no one is hurting in this reality if we decide to give this energy out to numerous levels of consciousness into this reality at this time. You will believe more of what we are talking about. By the time we are finished today, you will have experienced such power, my dear one. So let your heart open at this time. Let your body begin to accelerate in this power. Let your experience ground through to each and every person in this reality. It is dramatically different to accelerate creation than to disrupt each person in this reality. And so, we are not capable of disruption in accelerated creative force. We do not have that kind of energy to share at this time. We are not giving out disruption here. We are sharing enlightenment, my dear one. We are sharing enlightenment into each and every person in this reality. Is there something opening inside of your body at this time?
Are you speaking to me personally?
Yes, indeed, my dear one.
Yes, it feels sort of like a funnel, but I didn't understand everything you were saying about disruption. Does that mean don't ask for a 3-day epiphany for every live stream on Earth?
We are saying, dear one, that it will not occur in this energy. Disruption is not possible in this kind of power, and therefore it is not possible to create a disruptionary circumstance in this power. So we are going to manufacture enlightenment here, and that will be what we contribute to your powerful vision, all right?
Yes.
And it will come into the beings who are wanting to receive it at this time. And it will open their hearts and release whatever disruptionary circumstances are going on in their reality, and that they can ground this power for others also. Is that what was a part of your vision, my dear?
You know, I couldn't hear you for a couple minutes there, so I'm not sure what you said. I'm sorry.
We are going to have to speak up a little louder, yes?
Maybe. But it just felt like a disruption on the line.
All right, my dear. We need to tell you that perhaps your body is needing to ground a little bit right now.
Okay.
Sit up in your chair.
Yes.
Sit up straight in your chair and see if your body can open up into this energy connection and see if there is enough power here right now for you to look out from your heart and feel this energy manufacturing itself inside of your body.
Yes, I do.
All right, then. What is going on inside of your body right now?
It feels like many suns, and they're about the size of golf balls, and they're all turning around each other, and they each one feel like a seed or something that will come forth, and they're sort of all in my trunk area between my heart and my belly, and they're just dancing and making different little designs, and they're sort of like a bunch of little kids bouncing around, and it feels like joy of creation and joy of victory, culmination, heart's desires, all of those things. I can't explain exactly in words.
And what do you think ought to be done with all of that desire of the heart, dear?
It needs to come into manifestation, all of it, fully self-expressed.
Yes, indeed. What a powerful time we are creating here, yes?
Yeah.
So allow that vision to manifest today, my dear. Allow the vision to move through your physical body. Allow it to ground into each and every person in this reality. Allow it to open inside of your heart. Allow it to be powerful enough to accelerate into each and every person in this reality. And let this power accelerate. Let it align into your physical body. Let it ground through your physical body right here, right now. Let it open up into each and every person in this reality. Let acceleration occur in each and every person in this reality. Is there something going on inside of you at this time?
I'm just focusing on different people I would especially like to send this to. It's just thinking of them.
It is, yes, indeed, a very exciting experience to share with a lot of other people.
Yes.
Indeed. Thank you, my dear. So let us each ground this power in our bodies right now. Let us each feel the energy shifting in our physical bodies. And let this enlightenment move through to each and every person in this reality. Let it move into the heart of each person at this time who is wanting to receive it. Opening up into each person this accelerated creative force. that wants to be given out into this reality. Enlightenment is occurring. Amma. Each person accelerating in this power. Notice the difference in your body as you are extending this energy out to others. Notice what happens inside of your own body. See how powerfully you are accelerating in this reality. There are a lot of people that are accelerating at this time. Amma. And though a numerous level experience is occurring here, a dimensional restructuring is what is entirely occurring at this time. We are supporting in each and every person a restructuring of the physical body to enlighten this reality. Now, there are dramatic challenges in this reality at this time because we are needing to experience this enlightenment en masse. So let us experience excitement together here. Let us ignite each and every person in this excitement at this time. And this has come to give enlightenment into this reality. The excitement we are feeling manufactures enlightenment for numerous levels of consciousness. That is what we want to accomplish at this time. A dramatic shift occurs when excitement is grounded into the physical body. Enlightenment is possible in this excitement. There are levels of consciousness that need to be accelerated here at this time. Let us choose to enlighten each other at this moment. At this moment in time, let us choose enlightenment together. Do you see the energy running through your body? Do you see what is possible in this energy structuring? Do you see if you give this energy out to others, your body becomes empowered in the process? That you become empowering to this reality. This is what we want to accomplish in this moment in time. Do you have this energy in your body right here, right now?
Yes.
Thank you, my dear one. There's a new level of consciousness wanting to ground into you. Let this open up for yourself and for all beings right here, right now.
I do, I am.
And are forgiveness experiences occurring right now? A lot of people letting go of disruptionary circumstances in their lives. They are saying, I want to forget about that situation. I want to have a new experience now. As this enlightenment occurs in their bodies. They have new thoughts of excitement coming through to them at this time. You will feel it in your body by saying, I want to accelerate in creative force right now.
Say what? I want to accelerate and create what?
I want to accelerate in creative force.
I want to accelerate in creative thought. Isn't
in creative
that wonderful?
Force, my dear one. Right here, right now.
Right here, right now.
Thank you. See the manufacturing of enlightenment that is occurring in your body. See what goes on in this kind of power when you decide to enjoy your body. See what little effect a disruption can have in an accelerated creative force connection.
I didn't understand that.
We are accelerating in creative force together here, my dear. And we are manufacturing this enlightenment. And in this power, it is impossible for disruptions to occur. So we are aligning this power together to make certain that disruption is not occurring in this reality. Do you understand?
No. I don't. I think that I'm interested in that making all things new in the twinkling of an eye. And I don't see how, to me, I'm willing to give up reality as I thought it to be in order to have that which is truly heavenly, even if I don't understand exactly what that means. And lots of my life is truly heavenly, and I'm willing to go to a whole new level that I sense is there. And that's what I'm asking for everyone. So, and also I'm confused about manufacturing as opposed to creating. I think we need to talk about terms a little bit there. And I'm sorry, I'm not meaning to be difficult at all.
We are supporting each other in this energy today, my dear. We are giving each other accelerated creative force in connection, yes? We are connecting with each other in this energy.
Yes.
So your level of consciousness accelerates in this power, and so does the level of consciousness of all of the beings that are a part of this experience today, a part of this connection, yes? So we are connecting together in these energies to make certain that all beings are enlightening at this time. By sharing this power, we manufacture even more power. Do you see what I'm saying? We give energy to one another to make more power occur.
You're saying that let me see if I understand that, you know, instead of where two are together focusing on this energy, it's not twice as powerful, it's squared.
It is more powerful than a square, even, my dear. We manufacture enlightenment together by sharing this power. So
what a business
lots
to be
of
in.
Energy comes of this connection.
I'm sorry, what was the last thing?
I said a lot of energy will come from this connection that we are creating here today. A dimensional restructuring can occur because we are enlightening each other in this energy. So I would suggest perhaps you sit up in your chair and think of the enlightening thoughts that are most exciting to you, and let the energy give itself out into this reality in that form that you are holding in your thought. Do you understand?
I do.
And we will ignite numerous levels of energy from this connection that we create together. I will support the idea that enlightenment is possible here for the beings that are wanting to receive it. And that is my intention for this time. And your intention is for a 3-day experience of enlightenment together. And I will suggest we merge our ideas and that all beings experience this power at this time. And that together we experience tremendous excitement in this possibility as it allows this enlightenment to occur. If you want to ignite in this energy at this time, then sit up in your chair and tell me a little story of what excitement is opening up inside of your body right now.
Well, it's not exactly excitement as it is a feeling of fulfillment. It's a feeling of such calm acceptance of the good I've asked for. It feels like what I've always known was possible. And as far as my energy can reach out in all planes and all dimensions, I feel that every being is happy.
And that is an enlightening experience, yes?
It's more than that.
Yes, it is an enlightenment for all the beings that you are considering as happy people, yes?
Not only people, animals, the divas, all the kingdoms, the minerals, the plants, just the earth, every place, every feeler I send out to every being, to as far as I can send out my feelings, they're all happy. It's not only on earth, it's just happy.
And happiness is a part of enlightenment, my dear.
Happiness.
It is a lifelong journey that we created, an accelerated creative force here at this time, that happiness comes into the beings in this reality to give them this excitement, this empowerment, this accelerated creative force connection that we all desire to release the disruptions from this reality. And I'm wanting to share a little bit of a thought with you, my dear. What would happen if you decided all beings were enlightened at this time?
What would happen if I decided all beings were enlightened at this time?
Yes.
Exactly that desire that I just told you, that every place I could send my feelings out in, like I see it as me being a sun, and I send a ray of light out to every being everywhere and every single one everywhere. is happy, free, fulfilled, thrilled beyond words to describe. Everything, everyone, everywhere. That's what would happen, I think.
Is your heart expanding in this vision as you are speaking it, my dear?
Yes.
A lot of energy wants to run through you to give it out to all beings. A lot of thoughts are moving through you to enlighten this reality. And that is how powerful we are in this connection. Enlightenment is occurring in connection at this time, my dear. There are a lot of beings accelerating at the same time now. Not as before when enlightenment was occurring in our caves, yes?
And we thought no one else was doing it.
Yes, so we are in groups, my dear. We are manufacturing this energy together in this connection to one another. The levels of consciousness are accelerated in each and every experience of connecting with another in this enlightened state of being. A dimensional restructuring occurs in that enlightenment. A dimensional shift is occurring here as we are giving this energy to one another. In that experience, a dimensional restructuring occurs in each and every person in this reality. And though a dimensional shift is occurring, there are things that are difficult at this time. And they are decisively releasing themselves from this reality. There are difficulties that are releasing in each and every situation at this time. So we all become a part of this accelerated creative force connection that is occurring here. We all life force ourselves into new possibilities. New support systems are occurring now. New levels of consciousness move into this reality to give energy to each and every person that is in need of it right now. You want to be a part of that support system, my dear. You are enlightening each and every person in this radio show today, and that is an important support for this energy restructuring that is occurring here at this time. What is going on in your body at this time, my dear?
Well, it's just such gratitude to be able to experience and share this, and to know you, and to be part of the Ascended Master's mission for this planet. Extreme gratitude, and also I'm seeing a picture, and it's a picture of a giant violet flame heart. It's like a Valentine heart, and every time my heart beats, it's sent out to all life everywhere. It's just in ever increasing. It seems like every time my heart beats, it goes out further, and it gains momentum. That's the best way I can describe it. I don't exactly have words for it.
In an experience of grounding this power, lots of energy shells itself through your body. A lot of power moves out from your body and allows each and every person to ignite in this energy. And so the energy moving through you is supporting this reality. To give energy to each and every person, my dear, is a dramatic acceleration in your own body. It means your body becomes a conduit for a lot of powerful things to occur in this reality. So the ones who are sharing this power are aligning numerous levels of consciousness for all the beings in this reality right now. I want to ignite this connection that we are experiencing. I want the beings in this reality to ignite at this time in this power. So let us allow that to occur in this moment in time. Let this ignition occur in all beings. And let it ignite into and through your physical body as it is occurring in this reality. Thank yourself for allowing this power into this reality. Do not worry, it is not going to hurt anything or anyone. It gives energy to each and every person in this reality to carry this much power inside of yourself.
I can feel a concern coming up in a lot of people about power, because power has been confused with brute force on this planet, and
yes, indeed,
with ruthlessness. And power is actually complete and undiluted divine love.
In love we share this power, and therefore we are not disrupting anyone or anything by sharing this excitement and this accelerated creative force. We have decided to share it in love here.
And it would
therefore,
be...
Yes, my dear?
I'm sorry. And it would be used only for the highest and the best.
Yes,
so,
indeed.
So therefore no one needs to fear it.
It is not a power that is a hurtful power. It is a power of creation, my dear. It is a power of accelerated creative connection. We have nothing to concern ourselves with here. We have thought-formed initiatory possibilities that will give energy into this reality, that will allow this power to move into each person who is igniting at this time. I know we are supporting each other in this energy. I know we are enlightening each other in this energy. And therefore it is not possible to hurt each other. It is not going to hurt anyone. It is only enlightenment we are accelerating here. Are a lot of people enlightening at this time? Then allow this to occur in your body also. Allow embodiment of accelerated creative force. And let it be exciting to carry this energy. Let it be an energy that can be shared with a lot of people that are powerful in their lives also. Let there be excitement in each and every person in this reality. Notice the difference in your body when you are accelerating this power. Notice the difference inside of your heart as you share this power Notice what comes of igniting in connection here. See the enlightenment through your body, moving through your body into each and every person in this reality. See what occurs inside of that power. See what you have given to each other here. See what love is moving through your body at this time. What love is manufacturing itself in your body? Thank you for this empowerment, this level of consciousness in your physical body. Thank yourself for having this much power to share and for lifting up this reality and this energy. Thank your heart for giving it out. Thank your experience for occurring here in creative connection. And see if you can accelerate this energy even further at this time. See if you can give enlightenment into each and every situation in this reality. Each and every heart understand this experience in connection with others. See them sharing this power in their lives. Letting each other understand the experience that is occurring in this reality as enlightenment comes to each and every being. Let them each understand this power. Enlightenment is occurring here. It is occurring in each and every person in this reality. And it is enlightening each and every experience. This is what I create in connection at this time. We are connecting in this energy. We will accelerate this reality together. We are giving it to each other. We ignite each and every experience in this reality. Thank you. Is there something you would like to discuss before we finish our time together, my dear one?
We have 2 minutes, so I would just like to ask especially for divine intervention in our elections and the election process. I would really like to have elected here that which would be the highest for America and the world, what would be the highest, happiest, most gentle, most loving, for the highest good of all in these elections.
It is very important we ignite that possibility right here, right now, together, my dear.
Divine government.
Yes. Enlightened governmental structures. Yes, indeed. We're all in connection on that one, yes?
Yes.
Yes. So let us ignite that together into this connection that we are creating at this time. And see it extending out from your body. See it aligning into all the situations in this reality. Let the beings in this reality ignite in this possibility. Let their bodies ground in this power.
Is this 1 minute, Don?
All right then, my dear. We are going to release this body and say to you, I am very grateful for our time.
I am very grateful for our time, and I am very grateful for the people who listened and participated with us and who will tell their friends so they can experience the archives. And I hope you will use the archives to tune in again to this energy. It can be used for whatever you're creating.
Yes, and we also have our website, yes, where many things are available to others who would like to share in this power.
And would you give the website again, please?
KuanYinCenter.org. Yes, sir.
Yes, and thank you, thank you, thank you, Kuan Yin, Laura Lee, all the people that run the Kuan Yin Center, and all those who are using this light to activate divine structures on this planet. Thank you with all my heart. Thank you for listening, and I'll be back Monday at 2 o'clock with the fabulous Reverend Ariette Earl of East Bay Church of Religious Science. What a fabulous, wonderful, divine minister she is. And I thank you, Kuan Yin, and I thank you, listeners, and I say to all, may all your dreams come true and be 1,000 times more wonderful than you ever dreamed possible. Amen, women, and yee-haw!